I'd like to call this meeting to order. Today is December 3rd, 2012. This is a special board meeting. Time is now 6 o'clock. I have contacted the Ombudsman and the Elections Commission, and they advised me that this was the best way to proceed for this meeting for today. I'd like to first do a roll call. Ms. Candy Rowe?
Present.
Mr. Roger Lance?
Present.
Mr. Cletus Fry?
Present.
Mr. Rebel Jones?
Present.
Myself, Robert Fino, is present. At this time, we always have a declaration to declare if there are any conflicts of interest, to declare from the board members. We will do that now. Do we have any conflicts of interest to declare from any of the board members with a show of hands? It shows that no board members have a conflict of interest. Under new business, I was advised by the Elections Commission and our Ombudsman to proceed immediately to the election of the board officers. And we are going to discuss and vote for the chairperson, the clerk, and the treasurer. As soon as this election is over, then those people assuming that responsibility will take control of those positions. Any discussion? Do we have any nominations for, we'll do the first one first, the chairperson of the board? Do we have any nominations?
I'd like to make a nomination. I'd like to nominate Roger Lance as chairperson.
Okay. Do we have any other nominations for the chairperson of the board? There are no other nominations. Any further discussion? We will now take a vote on Mr. Lance's. If we have a nomination.
Should be a second.
I'm sorry. We have a nomination for Mr. Roger Lance for chairperson of the board. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second by Mr. Cletus Fry. Any further discussion? We'll now take a vote with a show of hands. All those in favor of Mr. Roger Lance as chairperson of the board, with a show of hands. A show of hands show four people voting in favor of that. Do we have any board members opposed for that position? And we have one board member opposed for that. The motion has been passed, and Mr. Roger Lance is now the chairperson of the board. I will now be handing that position over. Again, the Elections Commission and the Ombudsman have, and the attorney, our county attorney, have recommended that we follow the agenda exactly as we have, and that we can only discuss the items on the agenda. I will now hand the microphone if Mr. Lance needs it. He is now the chairperson.
Okay, everyone here okay?
Everybody here.
Okay. All right, I don't need the microphone. Okay, so our next article of business would be for the clerk of the board. Are there any nominations for the clerk of the board?
I'll make a nomination. I nominate Rebel Jones, clerk of the board.
Okay. Any other nomination?
I'll second that.
Okay. No discussion, and we have a second. All in favor of
discussion.
He asked for discussion already. And please, no comments from the audience.
Okay, all in favor for Mr. Jones for clerk, raise a hand. We have four that have raised their hands. Those opposed? Mr. Fino is opposed, so Mr. Jones is now the clerk of the board. Okay, we have one position left. That is for the treasurer of the board. Are there any nominations for the treasurer of the board? I will nominate Mr. Cletus Fry for treasurer of the board. Any other nominations? Okay, let's vote for Mr. Frye.
Discussion and a second.
Any discussion? No, discussion?
Has treasurer been seconded yet?
No, second yet.
I'd like to second that.
Okay. We do discussion now?
No, you have already asked for discussion.
Okay.
So, and it has been seconded.
All right, all in favor of Mr. Frye for treasurer, raise your hand. Show three board members for Mr. Frye. All those opposed? We have two opposed. The motion carries. Mr. Frye is now the treasurer. And we have a time?
6:06.
18:09.
Okay. The purpose of this meeting is complete. We've elected board members.
You have another agenda item, Mr. Chairman.
We?
Under new business, item number C.
Okay. We are going to be having several meetings this month.
July.
For the business that we're going to have to start doing that has not been done.
What business?
Well,
not on the agenda.
It's not on the agenda.
Oh, we have discussion here.
Yes, but it's only discussion for the date, time, and location of meetings.
Okay.
If those are to change.
The date and time will not be the same, or the time will not be the same.
We have to discuss and vote on the date and time.
Okay.
We have to have a motion for the date, if that's going to be changed. We also have to, which is a separate item, we have to have a motion for the time, if that's going to change, as a separate item. And also the location of meetings will also have to be a separate vote and discussion. And each one will be should be discussed and then voted on with a second.
Mr. Chairperson, I would like to make a motion that we change our future meetings to the Sunsites Community Center.
Okay. Any other comments?
I'd like to make a comment. Time and dates and times can be subject to change based on, within reason, based on so many conflicting schedules, mine, Mr. Jones, Mr. Fino's schedule, Mr. Lansing's and Mrs. Gould's. We're trying to work with five people here, and sometimes it is a little difficult to get all coordinated at the same time.
Well, we have to conform with the county, Mr. Frye, when posting these times and dates. We do that for a purpose to give the community a set date and time, a regular set date and time. I understand, just like any other board, some board members are able to make it, some board members aren't able to make it at every meeting. It's not a requirement for every board member to make every meeting. I think we need to stay consistent with the date and time and not change it just because a board member is not able to make a meeting. That's why we have a board of five and a quorum of three out of that five.
Okay, I have a comment. We're going to be having the meetings, I hope, here in the community center, because it is handicap accessible. We do have handicap restrooms, and there's plenty of room to get around. We would have fun getting this many people in that room at the firehouse.
I think this is a good location. I think we should direct ourselves back to what our chairperson has talked about, and he made a motion of, or is it, somebody made a motion to have the meeting.
I've made a motion to move our future meetings
to here.
To the
and
Sunsites Community.
We should
city.
Address only that at this point.
Okay. The schedule that is already done by the year for the community center, we have to go where the holes are, where nothing is scheduled from 6 o'clock on. So our schedules are going to be changing, but the county only requires or accepts yearly dates if you don't change anything. If things are changing, then the option is there to post the meetings in advance for each individual date and time, no matter where they're at.
I understood that. As I said,
another thing to put on this is we're discussing where the meetings are going to be.
The location of the meeting is our agenda item that we're discussing at this time. I agree.
Right. And we are also thinking of what our options would be to periodically or alternately have the meetings down in Richland, because those people pay taxes too, and they don't never come up here to the meeting because they feel like they're outcast. So we are going to show respect to both ends of our fire district to let the people know that we're here for them.
Okay, I still don't understand why changing the time and possible location in the date has anything to do with the community. I think we should try to stay consistent with the community so they know when a meeting is. They don't have to jump back and forth, running back and forth. Is there a meeting tonight? Is there a meeting this week? Is there a meeting next week? What day? What time? Where is it going to be? That's not part of our role as a board, is to confuse the public. We are here to serve and represent the public. We are here to serve and represent the public at a consistent time and schedule.
Okay, I'll comment on that. Right now, you post your, or we, the board, has posted the meeting notice 24 hours before the meeting. According to statute, that's mandatory. I would like to see, and I'm not bringing this up as another discussion, it has directly to do with the agenda and where the meetings are going to be. I'd like to see what I sort of refer to as a living agenda. Up until 24 hours, it is subject to be added to, so the public knows what the topics are. If there's one topic they like, then they'll come. If there's a bunch they like, more will come. But it will be posted earlier with the date and time and location of where that media is going to be located, so that people have well advanced notice on where it's at, when it's at, and also the topics that will be expanded on about what a topic is. So we get the interest of the community to attend the meetings and show support for us, like we're going to show respect for them.
I have a comment.
Yes.
I understand both sides of the position here. I think it would be wise to have I'd make a motion to have the meetings here on a regular scheduled date. As available by the community center. In other words, if, say, we had the date on the 16th, I'm just picking a random date, just say the 16th or the second Tuesday of every month. Supposing that Tuesday was filled and the community center could not oblige, the alternative location, the fire station in Richland Ranchettes. Would that be an acceptable alternative to?
That would be an alternative. With the one thing, I would not want to get too far into that, because I have not had the access to see what that fire station is, whether it has heat for winter. Is it insulated? Are there enough chairs to accommodate the people? I have no idea what's in that community center. And like I say, for the handicap, is it accessible? Do they have a handicap accessible restroom, water fountains? I don't know what's there. There may not even be enough light down there for all I know.
Well, I think Mr. Fry has a good idea. I'm surprised that the community center, I'm not sure if, you know, we have many organizations meeting here at the community center, and they meet at a regular basis. Has anybody here talked to the community center, to the Browns, to find out the schedules that are available, the days that are available?
I have been looking at their calendar, and it is quite full, but they do have a few days. I did not bring the calendar with me, but I think we can, they can accommodate us to meet here regular and on special meeting occasions when the needs arise.
I think that's a good point to look into. I think because to me this is a wonderful place to conduct a meeting. If somebody in the audience says they can't hear, we have microphones and speakers to accommodate those people.
So I would like to see either a second with the motion that's on the table, or let's move forward with the motion that we have at the moment of moving our regular scheduled meetings to the community center.
I second that motion.
Only comment is, I don't know that we'll be able to unless we get some other organization to move, then we could use that consistent date. But right now, I don't, looking at the calendar, I haven't found anything, but I could be wrong.
Looking at the calendar, I don't remember exactly which date they had opened. Do you remember, was it the second Tuesday? I don't have the calendar with me right now, but.
Let me see if there's one up here.
So the 18th, we couldn't have our regular scheduled meeting on the 18th, so our second Tuesday.
If you could speak up so everybody could hear. Oh, okay.
We're looking at the schedule, and the regular scheduled meeting for the department would be on the 18th, but they have a Lions dinner at 6 o'clock that evening, so that would not work with the department. So we would have to have our meeting at an earlier date. They have a line dance at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but I would be pretty sure that we could get that date reserved as our regular scheduled.
What about the 11th at our regular time? We used to have them on Tuesday, on the second Tuesday of the month.
I believe that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, that's the date he was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't hear him mention the date.
So if we move our regular scheduled meetings for now back to the second Tuesday of the month, that will give us a week to notify the county to meet the open meeting law, have it posted in time, and we'll just have that here.
Okay. Well, we have a motion on the floor. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, comment, Mr. Jones. Are you going to be able to make that second Tuesday every month?
I don't know if I'll be able to make it every month, but if I cannot, I will notify the board, the chairperson.
I was looking to get a full board
right.
Every meeting. And by staggering it around, we can have a full board.
That's still not a guarantee of a full board. So, I mean,
well,
there is no guarantee of a full
board. Stuff like that, but when he's working midnights or...
Well, that's a guarantee possibly for Mr. Jones, but for myself or Ms. Roll or Mr. Fry, that might conflict with their schedule also. No, so I'm in agreeance with Mr. Jones that I've set date at the community center for the 11th. We're going to run into illnesses. We're going to run into schedule conflicts. We're going to run into vacations and out-of-town unscheduled events.
How do you propose we have the regular scheduled meeting to where we have it? I know we have to notify the county if we have it on a unscheduled day, for say, you know, where we look at our schedule and see which day would be best for us. Are you wanting to decide, as a board, are we wanting to decide at each meeting when the next regular scheduled board meeting will be? Is that?
No.
Well, we could make up a calendar and then have the board members have that calendar if they were staggered to different places. As far as the time goes, I've had several people at different things like the meet the candidates and and other areas where people congregate that come up to me and says, why are the meetings so early? Because that's their supper time or whatever. And 6 o'clock fits them a lot better because they just want a little more time before the meeting starts for, doing the dishes or getting home from work or whatever.
We could schedule it on just about any day of the week we choose. It doesn't necessarily have to be on the 11th. Or it could be on a Thursday. And my question is, does it have to be, it requires us to have a schedule once a month, a meeting once a month. Is that correct?
Yes. A regular meeting, yes.
A regular meeting once a month. Does it specifically say it has to be the exact same day every month?
No.
Has anybody contacted the county and asked them?
The statutes read that if you have your meeting at the exact same day of the month, a Tuesday, the second or third Tuesday, you only have to post it once for the year. Otherwise, you have to post it each time.
Okay, has anybody contacted the county nonetheless? Interpretation of Arizona revised statutes is what a county attorney does. They interpret, the ombudsman interprets, and sometimes they interpret it differently. I don't want to run into a situation where one interpretation is not valid.
I understand that. I read part of those statutes, and it did not say that it had to be, from what I saw and from what I read, I did not see that it had to be set on a specific date. It said once a month. So I believe we can set that date at will.
I would recommend that a date tentatively be set. Mr. Jones came up with the 11th of the second Tuesday of the month. The second Tuesday, it has a vacancy there. Set that time, set a tentative date and an hour of schedule, and set that tentatively and have somebody, have our clerk check with the county and see if that's good. Now, Mr. Lance, our chairperson, mentioned that there's going to be a lot of meetings, and I understand that because when the first board was created, there was a meeting almost every week, and those are special meetings. But those aren't the regular meetings that are required by the county.
I want to withdraw my second to Mr. Jones's motion, and I'd like to make a. I just want to withdraw my motion, my second to Mr. Jones's motion on the 11th.
And I'll withdraw also for the moment with the motion.
And I'd like to make a motion that we move it to the 6th.
The 6th.
Mm-hmm. Make a motion we move our regular meeting to the 6th. Or the 13th. The 13th is wide open.
Well, that's just for December.
Just, right.
That's correct. Considering that this is a special meeting.
So if you're wanting to have it on the 13th at 6 o'clock for the regular scheduled meeting, and then on the 13th we will have been in touch with the county and find out exactly what we have to do for each.
If necessary. We don't necessarily have to talk to the county. We can read the statutes for ourselves. We're not.
I think that's a big mistake. You cannot read the statutes for yourself. That's why we have a county attorney. That's why we have a county attorney.
I understand that, Mr. Fino. But sometimes, please, the statutes aren't written in Greek. I believe they are written so that
they are interpreted in Greek. But they are interpreted in Greek sometimes.
I make a motion that we have a regular meeting on the 13th of this month.
Okay. Could we please have the audience not disrupt the board? You're here just to listen.
Not the chairman.
Anybody on the board can make a comment that if they see something that disrupts the meeting or is not contrary to the open meeting laws, then any board member can make a comment.
Let's just proceed on the 13th, the motion for the meeting on the 13th.
And I will second the motion for the 13th for our regular scheduled board meeting.
I have a comment to make. when you start up a new board, you're going to need more meetings.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'd like to see a meeting on the 6th to follow up on some of the things that are really pressing on this board. I mean, we have some, you talk about the ombudsman, we got one that they almost send you to jail for.
We have serious.
So I say we have another meeting on the 6th, and we could have another one on the 13th. Because we've got a lot of business to get started.
Okay.
Mr. Chairperson.
Yes.
So the 13th will be the regular scheduled meeting, but the 6th will be
a special meeting. Yes.
Well, we have a motion on the floor and a second, but we have to discuss further and vote.
Let's first vote on the meeting for the 6th. It will be at 6 o'clock.
No, but the motion in the...
The motion is for the 13th.
Is the 13th, Mr. Chairman.
13th?
Okay. Motion in the second is for the 13th of this month.
What was the time on that?
6 p.m.
Do you know offhand how that fits your schedule, Rebel?
I will make that.
Okay. Okay, the motion has been made for the 13th at 6 p.m. We have a second on that. All in favor, raise your hands. We have four. Nope, did you raise? I couldn't see you from our...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. Fino, you agree
yes.
with that? Okay, so that's five. Okay, I say that would carry because that's all five board members. Okay.
I'd like to make a motion. We have another meeting on the 6th a special meeting of December at 6 p.m. I would change that motion. Yeah. We can make that at 5. 5 p.m. on the 6th special meeting.
Okay. I have one question.
Yes.
Mr. Fryer, are you going to check on these with the community center to make sure that both times haven't been reserved yet?
We're looking at the schedule. Right?
I know what we're looking at, but they take in schedules all the time.
Yes, we will contact John Brown and reserve the dates.
Okay. We have a motion for the 13th at 5, no, at 6. Motion
five
for
o'clock.
The 6th at 5 o'clock.
6.
And has it been seconded?
Yes.
Yeah, Candace seconded. All in favor, raise your hand. Okay, we have 5 in agreement for the meeting at 5 on the 6th of December.
Now, is that going to be enough to cover all the problems that you're...
No, absolutely not.
No. They're just one of the meetings, Ms. Roy.
That might scratch the surface.
Okay, do we want to schedule any further at this
point? No,
I think we'll go with this. Because we can't really schedule it because we don't know how big the problems we're going to be running into. We got to solve these problems and then take the next bunch. Okay, we have our two meetings scheduled.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'd like to, on business, item number A, we have to explain why that wasn't covered. And
what wasn't covered?
The election of a temporary chairperson. It's under the agenda item, and it has to be
either
tabled
or... I think you led that.
I did. Well, I went to item number B first, and I didn't have a chance as chairperson to explain item number A. Would you like me to...
It's a moot point.
I know it's a moot point, but it's on the agenda. I'm sorry.
Elected a temporary chairperson.
I just want to make it a public notice that nothing was missed on our agenda items. I don't want to...
I don't believe we missed anything.
The item number A we bypassed. We went straight to the election of the board officers, and we elected the chairperson. I'd just like to make a record that the election of a temporary chairperson was not discussed because we went directly to item number B on the agenda. That'll protect all the board members as a whole in case somebody wanted to say we violated the open meeting laws.
We'll blame it on you if anybody comes back.
And I'd like to make a comment to the public. If you cannot restrain yourself at a meeting, you will not be able to come to this meeting. Sir, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairperson,
yes.
I would like to make a motion that we adjourn this meeting.
I second that.
Yeah.
We get a third?
You don't need a second to
a fourth?
Adjourn a meeting. The chairperson can adjourn at any time he wants.
Goodbye.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of them we're looking at. We got a bushel basket of statues.
You have to.
Mr. Jones,
it's a change.
Not laughing, smiling.
I can agree with them if I feel like I agree with them.
No, because
you have that. You did the exact same thing with me, Mr. Fino, when I was talking with Martinez's review. Dominic was in the audience. He was stomping his foot, name calling.
Shoot, I failed.
Thank you.
I failed speech class, and here I are speaking. You know,
did you already stop?